Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Let's get to quick hits.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
Angels.
To the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry.
It's quick hits.
Scott McLuhan, longtime NFL scout, the man who was part of the team that drafted Russell Wilson, the
Diana.
Man that was part Diana. Wait, oh no, well done, well done, go. Sir. But he also was part of the front office that drafted Aaron Rodgers. He went on the Pac-Man Jones Show. And just so you know, the Pac-Man Jones Show is insane. But he went on there and had high props for Shador.
I gave him a first. I think he'll be the best quarterback out of this draft when it's all said and done. When his career's said and done, he'll be the best quarterback taken in this draft. We did the same thing in Seattle with Russell Wilson. You know, everybody's like, yeah, he's too short. He's this, that, and that. And we went back-to-back Super Bowls.
So, I don't love the Russ and Shador thing because that's not the only reason Shador fell. But I will tell you, as you have wondered, where do I sit on the Shador spectrum now that Shador's a Cleveland Brown? This helps me a little bit feel more comfortable that a legitimate super scout in the NFL thinks he'll be the best quarterback in the draft.
Okay, I like hearing that. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how I feel about the Russ comps either.
I mean, like, I get it, but Russ is a little naturally plumper than Shador.
When also you brought up the size thing, and all I thought was Dylan Gabriel.
I also think Shador's actually taller than Russ.
Much taller.
I mean, Russ is not. He's like an inch or inch and a half taller than Russ. Russ is like legit 5'11".
Shador's 6'1 and a half listed.
So that means he's about 6 and a half?
He's probably about 6 foot and a half. I've heard Russ is very, very tiny, and it's not even close to like the actual size that you have listed. So I don't know. That felt more like a Dylan Gabriel comp in many ways. But the problem with it, and the only thing that I would clap back on is that Russ, if you go look at his, he had a lot of success from a win-loss perspective his rookie year, and obviously the first 2 years, right? They go to the Super Bowl, everything's great, right? But he didn't really take off until year 3 to 4. Year 4 was his big like jump in the NFL. He himself as a quarterback was just fine for the first 3 years.
Well, but like that is kind of the formula I think the Browns want to go with. They ran the hell out of the ball, and they had an elite defense
and then a great run game.
And Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah, yeah, like that's, and I mean, listen, if the Browns can copy that, that's great.
Omaha!
All right, Russell Wilson, because we had to move to him now.
Yeah.
Reportedly knew the Giants eyed quarterback in the first round before even signing the contract. They told him ahead of time, we're going for a quarterback in the first round. Russ still signed the deal. And then there was a lot of conversation about basically some of the ones we're having here just related to New York. At what point they would actually move off Russ. Have you seen the Giants schedule? I've talked about the Browns schedule being incredibly hard. I'm not expecting you to have the Giants schedule memorized because that'd be insane.
They definitely play Washington twice.
You got Washington in week one to open up, into the Cowboys, then Chiefs, Chargers, Saints, Eagles, Broncos, Eagles, 49ers, Bears, Packers. Some are saying it's the hardest schedule that they've ever seen in NFL history. Nonetheless, the hardest schedule this year.
Yeah, if we put that in Carolina, they wouldn't be saying the same thing. That's hyperbole. That's a tough schedule, by the way. But I don't know. If Russ is any good, it won't matter.
We think Russ will be any good, though.
Well, here's the truth. I no longer know if Russ is a byproduct of completely what's around him or whether he can influence it to be mildly better.
So they face...
He can't single-handedly do it.
No.
But I don't know... I don't know. The guy's just completely at the whims of what talent you have around
him. They face six top seven pass defenses in the first eight games. So if many people are suggesting that Russ might not even make it to the halfway point.
I mean, that's just informed. It's probably a good bet at this point, right?
Shane has not been shy talking about Jackson Dart at any stretch over the previous couple weeks. Like, he was on Up in Adams earlier today, and all he could do was just rave about how much he loves Jackson Dart.
Omaha! Caleb Williams has gone on the record in the new Seth Wickersham book about how badly he didn't want to go to quarterback-killing Chicago Bears and how little they helped him in his rookie year. Bears new head coach Ben Johnson was on The Herd with Colin Cowherd and was asked about those comments.
I see this as what a great opportunity we have to do something that really has never been done. There hasn't been a 4,000-yard passer here in this franchise, and I think Caleb's going to be the first one. I see a chance for greatness here for him. He's been communicated that way, and he feels the same way. I don't know what's gone on prior to him joining the organization, but he is very proud to be a Chicago Bear. That's what our conversations have included, and he's really excited to get to work right now and be the best version of himself for 2025.
Do you love or hate what you heard from Coach Ben Johnson there?
Well, I don't love the idea that he's like, I don't know what happened the year prior. It's like, yeah, you do. First off, you're in the division. You were coaching with the Lions, and also you exist in this football world. You know exactly what happened with the Bears last year.
Yeah, it's a little coach nerd. I don't know, man. The era of the nerd NFL coach, I just think in this specific line of work, it's the hardest to succeed if you're not like a locker room guy.
Have you seen that that weird dap up that the two of them tried to have, Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson? Like, you want to talk about nerd vibes. Yeah, Ben Johnson's got nerd vibes.
But, I mean, even Mike McDaniel, obviously Kevin has some of this. Like
Kevin O'Connell as well.
Like, okay, we can say Sean McVay's a bit of a football nerd.
Sean McVay's cool, though.
He's a bit of a bro, too.
Yeah, he's cool. Right? Yeah.
Now, Shanahan, Shanahan's kind of a...
Mike McDaniel's nerdy, but he also has aura to himself.
He's nerdy. I think that aura started to fade.
Well, when you lose games, everything you do all of a sudden becomes corny, right? Like him running out of the tunnel. When he's winning games, everyone's like, that's so cool. I can't wait to see what sneakers he's wearing, what watch he's wearing this week, running out of the tunnel. And then now it's like, why does he run so fast out of the tunnel?
Because he's a nerd.
Omaha!
I bet he'd make a great magician.
Mike McDaniel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He could hit the list.
He would be like Chris Angel.
It'd be pretty cool. All right, Steelers. We have another pony report. I don't know why I keep inundating Quick Hits with pony reports, but I keep doing it every day. The Steelers are working.
We should actually get a horse to start reporting on things and see if they could be more accurate. I don't know how we could do this. I'm sure there's a way of
I like him.
It's like those dogs on Twitter where you're like, all right, you got to bounce a ball into one of these spaces, and then that's... I think a ball bouncing horse would be more accurate with their reporting.
Just so consistently, than Tony is just so point. Consistently wrong to the point where I'm almost like,
is it a bit?
Does someone have to step in and tell him maybe don't put this out there?
Is this like the Lima thing where Lima will make stuff up? Because the difference is Lima doesn't do it every day.
It's every day. But the Steelers are working on a trade for Saints wide receiver Chris Olave, and then he credits this one to his coworker Adam Crowley in the morning there at 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh,
who then kind of couched it.
I thought so too.
And by the way,
he said he got a text from somebody that basically just said Chris Olave, and that was it. Like the Saints are going downhill quick, but there's no way they're actually trading Olave coming into year four. Concussion problems last year, but the two prior years had 1,000 yards in each season.
Unless the Steelers do what they've never, I can never recall them doing this, but overpay. Unless they give you two first rounders, at which point that Chris Olave better be Tyreek Hill in his prime.
Well, so they historically also don't really pay a lot of big time money to wide receivers, but then the DK Metcalf deal kind of shook that up as well. So maybe the Khan father is running a different operation there in Pittsburgh.
Is that what we're calling Omar Khan right now?
Yeah, the Khan father. Okay. Yeah.
OKC Denver game 7 is on Sunday at 3:30. Obviously tonight we get game 6 of Boston and New York. If which team, if they were to win that series, so either Denver or Boston, who would you call the championship favorite if both teams moved on? Because I wouldn't be putting it for anybody else than one of those two teams.
Boston.
man, I think Jokic is the best player in the NBA right now.
You know, yeah, he's playing amazing. And but him winning the series, if they were able to win the series in a game seven, would be one of the more impressive things I think we've ever seen Jokic do. And the man's won three MVPs and has won a title already.
I think we might be very close to the conversation that if Nikola Jokic wins this championship, this might be the single most impressive singular performance by a star. I mean, I'm putting this above like LeBron stuff, guys.
You know what my thought was when I watched the game last night?
What's that?
Not a great look for Michael Malone.
No, no. Although David Adelman has been a guy that's been in the job searches previously. So it's not like when the Cavs went to Larry Drew.
I know, but you're watching these games inside the huddle and everything. Jokic is basically doing everything.
Yeah, but no, I think
Jokic is the closest thing to a player coach we've had in my lifetime.
If Jokic wins a championship, do we have to start doing the top 10 discussion? Or maybe even top five?
Okay, so you're in rare air when you've won three MVPs to begin with anyway.
Yeah.
So, like, we don't like doing this at this juncture. But, yeah, he would crack the top 10 if he hasn't already cracked the top 10. He's not coming close to the top five. Okay, so if he wins a title, I'm just trying to figure it out. Because it depends on what you think your top five is. Mine goes can we just do any combination so I don't make people mad really quick?
I'll allow it.
All right, any combination of LeBron, MJ, Russell, into Kareem, and then you go into, I always have a tie at 5 and 5A with Magic and Bird, right?
Okay.
So if Bird won three MVPs and won three titles in 81, 84, 86, like you're knocking on the doorstep of what Bird's accomplishments were. If you are Jokic, and that's playing with the idea that you might actually pass him this year in MVP titles if he ends up winning that thing when it's all said and done as well.
And you're also doing it in Denver. I can't help but give a little bit of like reverse market bias here. What after your head coach got fired with six games to go in the regular season? Like, there's a part of me that I think I'm becoming a Denver fan if they can win this weekend. Like, I think that's going to be the team that I back. Now, the only thing that runs contrary to that is I really, really, really want to keep the trend going of a new champion every year. And if Denver wins or if Boston wins, you don't get that.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So, like, I'm loath to watch the Knicks win a championship. I actually wouldn't hate if the Pacers did, as much as I hate Mathurin.
Yeah.
I'd be happy for the city of Indiana, like, because I don't know about OKC because I'm still a little salty about the Seattle thing. And then Minnesota would be cool as well because they've almost lost the Timberwolves like four times.
I think I omitted Wilt in my list there. So it speaks to the idea that cracking the top five is incredibly hard. And if Jokic were to get the MVP and the title in this one, you're knocking on the doorstep, which is insane.
I think it becomes a real conversation. Now, if they get bounced out this weekend, well, we have to stove that for later. But I mean, I don't know you could drum up a more impressive, because like he's getting no help. They have a short bench there. Jamal Murray isn't what he was 2 years ago. Michael Porter Jr. is not consistently what he was when they won the championship a couple years back.
Mm-hmm.
Like this would be the one, like this would have been like LeBron winning in, man, I don't love that. It would be very close to LeBron winning in 2007.
It would be that.
Murray would be better than anything LeBron played with. And I think MPJ would be right there. Aaron Gordon also is having a tremendous playoffs, but I mean, I can't think of anybody else who's won a championship with less around him and less consistency around him and interim head coach. 216-474-0092. I guess we can ask this. Who are you guys rooting for in the playoffs now that the Cavs are out? Or are you just rooting for everyone else to fail? And speaking of our fair Cavaliers, there's a report out there that you might like about Dan Gilbert. I don't know we're going to agree on the definition of this, though. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.